On Monday, a collection of Atlanta dignitaries, including Congressman Hank Johnson and Monica Pearson, will gather to name Hank Stewart as the city's poet laureate. Hank Stewart has been a writer and spoken word poet for 25 years, as well as a public speaker and foundation president. Hank Stewart, welcome to City Lights.
Wow, it sounds so beautiful when you say it.
Thank you.
Will you repeat that? Can I get this tape?
Well, let's get to the real beauty here. Would you begin with one of your poems?
The skies are dark as the rain continues to fall. As cars pull to the side of the road, I begin to wonder, why would you stop in the middle of a storm? Now the bills are coming and the money's not, the air condition's broken, must I tell you it's hot? Well, don't throw your hands up and say I can't go on. Tell me, Lords, why would you stop in the middle of a storm? Now you're sick and the doctor said you won't get well, but there's no need to drop your head and moan again. That's the time you call on the Lord and ask the question, why would you stop in the middle of a storm? You see, there's only one way to go through a storm. You just say a little prayer and you keep pressing on. You press for the mark because the prize is already yours. If I make a suggestion, my friend, never stop in the middle of a storm. So when your days are dark and your days are long, just pick up the word, hide in your bosoms, but never, my friend, should you stop in the middle of a storm. Because believe it or not, there is something good about weathering your storms. Once you reach your final destination, the Lord is going to hold out his hands and he's going to welcome us all home. So never should you ever. Never but ever should you ever but ever stop in the middle of a storm.
You have called your work conscious poetry and say that it is a message to people who don't always have a chance to listen to long sermons. Would you talk about the connection between the poem and the pulpit?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, a lot of times poetry has a way of motivating people. And sometimes where the pulpit is not allowed, sometimes in schools and things of that nature, poetry is. And so you have an opportunity to encourage, inspire, and motivate. And so I love poetry. Didn't know I liked poetry. I started writing November the 7th, 1991. So I'm coming up on my 25th year. And it was truly a blessing. And what I love most about it is being able to give those little short sermons in classrooms and behind bars, talking to young people or in civic organizations and things of that nature. And so I found the poetry has found its ways where pulpits haven't.
Mm. Are you ordained?
No, I'm not. But this is my ministry,
okay.
I would say. This is my ministry.
Tell us about delivering some poetry to people who are incarcerated.
I had an opportunity to do a creative writing course in the Juvenile Detention Center. And I'll never forget, every day I would go over to Milledgeville. I was driving over to Milledgeville, Bill Island, with young people, Juvenile Detention Center, and to see young people who had not bad young people, just made bad decisions, and to use the poetry to allow them to express themselves, to find themselves in some cases, and to motivate them and use it as an opportunity to springboard them into where they want to be. Miles Monroe once said, the greatest tragedy in life is not death. But the greatest tragedy in life is to be given life and not know why you're living. And so the poetry has been able to allow some of our young people to find their purpose.
Have you kept in touch with any of them?
I do. And I have a new book coming out November the 7th, which is Monday at City Hall. And one of the stories of a young man who was behind bars, the story's in the book. And it talks about how, you know, he was able to find himself through poetry and write and talk about some of the hurt that he had experienced in his own personal life and his family. And so this is, it's still moving. And a lot of the young men that I still keep in touch with now, I've done creative writing courses with.
Mm. Well, as someone who has published a number of books, what is it about the medium of spoken word that appeals most to you?
To see people who, to look in someone's eyes, I just recited the poem, Why Would You Stop in the Middle of a Storm? And to look in your eyes, Lois, and to see the poem minister to you or touch your soul, poetry is immediate gratification. It's immediate because when I do something, when I recite a piece of poetry, and to see the artist and to see the audience respond immediately is always very positive. I love quotes. I'm a quote fanatic.
What are some of your favorites?
One of my favorite quotes is a quote by Dr. King. It says, if you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. But recognize he or she who's greatest among you should be a servant. Another quote is a quote by Warren Buffett. A lot of us are enjoying the shade from trees that other people planted. Mm-hmm. You know, so when there are many sermons, you know, and so if you never come face to face with the devil, you and him must be heading in the same direction, you know, things like that. And so it gives you an opportunity to really, in the end, I remember not the voice of my enemies, but the silence of my friends, you know. So those are pieces that are a lot of time minister to me. And so I enjoy, you know, the quotes, but and then taking that motivation and pinning it to paper. It's always amazing. And I know it's a gift. I know it because I didn't take a writing course, didn't go to school. I'm not a journalism major. I was a computer science major, and I know it's a gift. And so for me, a lot of times it's always exciting when I sit in front of my computer, hit new documents, and I lose myself and come back, and it's full of words that motivates people to live their lives.
Well, I was wondering if you could give us some insight into your creative process, because the sound of the words and the rhythm of the lines is so important mm-hmm. to spoken word, dare I call it performance, mm-hmm. The spoken word medium. Do you conceive your poetry in your mind's ear and then write it down, or is it written first?
Most of the time, it's inspirational. Listening to you is inspiring me, you know, and so your voice and hearing the passion, even your ability to bring out of me what motivates me. And so so I'm usually inspired. I've written pieces under demand. You know, people asking me to create a piece for a wedding or things of that nature. So I've written under those demands. But the pieces that move me the most are the ones that are inspired. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that you see a child playing and you saw him playing or her playing in a way that you've never seen a child play before. So you want to capture that and put it into paper and pen it. And so when, you know, listening to you and I'm being completely transparent, listening to you, your introduction motivated me and it inspired me. And so your voice, and so don't know what's going to come out of that.
Oh my. Well, now I'll stay tuned for sure. So, Hank, the new book that is being released on Monday is called 25 Years and Counting. You mentioned that is the very date that you wrote your first poem.
The very date to the very hour. And that's the reason why we chose Monday. And, you know, the day before the election, a major election. But it was we wanted to make sure that it was 25 years to the day to the hour. And so I never forget it, Lois. It was November the 7th, a Thursday. I was a manager at UPS working third shift. I come home that morning, kind of pedaled around my house, went to sleep, got up around 5 o'clock. At the time, we didn't have 6 o'clock news. So I got up around 5 o'clock, pedaled around because I had a meeting at around 8 o'clock that I needed to get back to. So I turned on the news, 6 o'clock news, and the news was, of course, the news. Murders, carjacking, inflation, the typical things we hear on the news. The weather came on and it was floods and tornadoes in the Midwest. It was horrible that day. And I'm a sports fanatic. I love sports.
Oh, that was the year of the Braves. Oh, but November,
it was over. It was over. But Magic Johnson declared he was HIV positive.
Oh.
I had never in my life seen the news from start to finish, Lois. That was just horrible. And I started doodling on a sheet of paper, and the very first poem that God ever blessed me was a piece that's called Can You Hear Me? And the poem was real simple, and it says, Lord, there's times when nothing is going right. Lord, there's times I can't find anything good to talk about. Lord, there's times when I cry. I wonder, do you hear me, Lord? There's times I've fallen, and I wonder, did you see me? Can you hear me, Lord? Can you hear me? Just give me a sign. And very softly, he spoke to my heart. He told me about Calvary, and this is what he said. He said, Hank, do you know they slapped me across my face because I heard your cry? They pierced me in my side because I heard your cry. They spit on me because I heard your cry. And I died on a Friday because I heard your cry. But I rose on a Sunday because I heard your cry. Now, my child, you have it all simply because I heard your cry. First thing that I ever wrote. So I started writing every day after that. And it was amazing because I didn't think it was enough to write it. I had to learn it. I had to learn the word.
Mm. Time is flying by. I wanted to ask you, because you have recited your poetry for a number of greats, including the First Lady, Mrs. Obama. Mm-hmm. What did you recite for her?
The poem is simply entitled, It. When she walked into the room, there was something very special about her, something really unique. Not the kind of special you see as strange. You see, she had what we would call it. And her it is extraordinary. It's got us tripping, I must admit. What is it? Well, I'm glad you ask. But let me suggest something, fellas. If you ever see it and it's available, do yourself a favor and make her your wife. You see, it is confidence. It's an air. It is pride. It knows how to handle adversity. It takes things in stride. Now I'm talking about it. It cannot be inherited. Nor is it willed, and it's not genetic. Just because your mother had it doesn't mean that it will grace you. I promise you, I've seen some ladies who thought they had it, and Lois, they didn't have a clue. Now I'm still talking about it. It knows when to speak, and it knows when not to say a word. It is like Godiva chocolate. You see, it is preferred. It knows which fork to use. It frequents plays. It doesn't raise hell. Instead, it chooses to pray. You see, when she smiles, you see it. When she laughs, you hear it. When she tells you something, you believe it. When she hurts, you feel it. When she dances, you want to move with it. You see, a man wants to love it. He wants to hold it. He wants to cherish it. He wants to protect it. Every man knows his life is incomplete without it. You see, for it, she is the prototype. It's like she doesn't walk, she glides, and around it is this light. Now, you can't find it in a special section of the store. You can't order it offline, and trust me, there'll be no articles about it from the press. But one thing for sure, it, Lois, sure knows how to wear a sundress. It can't be defined by height, age, shape, color, size, or any of those things. It could be single, divorced. It might be wearing a ring. You see, it is all or none. You can't have just a little bit of it. It is classy, sophisticated, and elegant. You can tell by where she stands or the way she sits. Now, how many ladies believe that they have it? Raise your hands. Well, put your hands down, because it cannot be claimed. It is humble. It doesn't even know it has it. It is just that plain. And that's just a part of the poem, It.
Oh, Mrs. Obama is very lucky in many ways. And Hank Stewart, what a delight it has been to have you
no,
here.
No, Lois, thank you for having me.
Oh, this has
I
been
I can't wait
such
to come back. I'm going to start coming every week.
Okay.
I'm just going to show
you
up every
just
week.
Come and, you know, just in become inspired and
exactly.
Talk away. Hank Stewart is about to be named Atlanta's Poet Laureate. The proclamation ceremony and book signing takes place at Atlanta City Hall on Monday, November 7th at 5 p.m.
Thank you. It has been an honor to grace this mic with you. Thank you very much, Lois.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.